coming into our practice this morning, finding a posture that is really agreeable. We're going to engage in appreciative joy. And as one of the Brahma Viharas, as part of the group that consists of loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic or appreciative joy, and equanimity, with these practices, we want even more than ever to have an agreeable, comfortable posture that will meet our intention of gladdening the mind, heart, and the body. So do what you need to do to settle in. Yet, of course, being careful that you're wakeful. Feeling into whatever your posture is and getting grounded. Feeling the touch points, the feet, the bottom, the hands, maybe a sense of the back if you're lying down. Sense of the clothing next to the skin. And as it becomes known to you, feel too into the breathing, possibly even allowing for some full breaths to just connect with it. And connect too with the lovely sense of opening and feeling inspired with the inspiration. And the lovely sense of ease, even contentment, settling, that can come with the out-breath. So however you wish to practice with the breathing, just take a bit of time for that in the silence. And as you breathe in, feeling that lovely inspiration and uplift, you might care to smile into it. And then with the out-breath, let the smile soften, yet still be present at the corners of the eyes and the lips, a gentling of the jaw. And as we go through this practice of appreciative joy, you needn't feel all smiley, although that may happen. It's rather that there is an intention to gladden the heart mind, to give it some soothing. Even if we don't feel that soothing, even if we don't feel that gladdening, the intention nonetheless is helpful. And this nice, soft, comfortable body with a bit of a smile can really help us with that intention. And now keeping that same sense of embodiment through your posture, the breath, the smile. Hold in mind now, if you will, please, someone who is dear to you, and yet it's a somewhat uncomplicated relationship. There's some simplicity, some ease in it. And being aware of some success this being has had, some joyful event, or some quality that the being has. Notice I use the word being. It could be your dear pet or someone else's pet. And let yourself feel into how you naturally have some happiness for this being, for this particular quality that they have, or this lovely experience, event that may have happened for them, some success. As Rick Hansen would say, just really enrich and absorb that. And now, as we always do with Brahma Vihara practices, we'll practice with some phrases, with the focus being on this dear one. Perhaps hand to the heart or elsewhere. May you be joyful. May you be joyful. May you be happy and may your happiness increase. May you be happy and may your happiness increase. And may you be content. May you be content. May you be joyful. May you be joyful. And you might really feel into the inspiration with that phrase. May you be happy and may your happiness increase. Inspiration in the wee bit of the smile. Feel into it. May you be happy and may your happiness increase. And may you be content. May you be content. And with that phrase, you may really allow the out-breath to facilitate the goodwill here. And that kind of relaxing, settling of the body, the ease. May you be content. So in the silence, practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing. So just to review, joyful, happy and happiness increase, and content. Doing your best, that the phrases are heartfelt. There's a sense of being grateful for this being, their experience, their quality, and always embodied with the in-breath, the out-breath. And taking a few more moments with the phrases for this one. And when you've finished, check in with yourself. Just notice how you're doing. How's this body? How's this heart mind? Opening to however it may be. With goodwill. An intention for goodwill. And now let's try to slip ourselves in with this other being. Perhaps there's a sense of some goodwill, some warming, some gladdening of the heart mind, that you can bring yourself into the embrace of. And here's the gentle challenge to think of some quality that you have, that you're grateful for, that's helped you in your life. And or perhaps it's some event of late that makes you feel joyful. Some good fortune or some success, something you've accomplished. So a quality, a joyful event, or some kind of success. Maybe all three. And again, enrich and absorb that for yourself. Breathe into it. Smile into it. And yeah, for sure, fake it till you make it. and staying as embodied as you can through the sense of your posture and the breath and the smile. Trying on the phrases for ourselves. May I too be joyful. May I too be joyful. May I be happy, and may my happiness increase. May I be happy, and may my happiness increase. And may I be content. May I be content. So in the silence, practicing with the phrases joyful, happy, happiness increase, and content. And as best you can, marrying the phrases with the breathing, the inspiration, the ease of the in-breath, the out-breath. Keeping alive a sense of care and appreciation. And take a few moments to wrap up the phrases with the focus on yourself. And then feel into how body, mind, heart are doing now. Letting it be however it is, with friendly care. And now let's hold in mind a benefactor. And it doesn't have to be a big deal benefactor. Again, it can be your dear pet. It can be the birds. A benefactor that gladdens your heart, mind, and for whom you also have some sense of some success, perhaps, some positive event for them, or some quality that your benefactor has that you appreciate. So take a few moments with that, and again, really enrich and absorb the sense of all this for the benefactor. And then let's try on the phrases for the benefactor. May you too be joyful. May you too be joyful. May you be happy and may your happiness increase. May you be happy and may your happiness increase. And may you be content. And may you be content. And again, trying as best you can to be embodied, coupling the first phrases with the in-breath, that inspiration, and the contentment phrase with the out-breath, if that is helpful for you. And take a few more moments with the phrases for the benefactor. And again, feel into body, mind, heart. Let it be however it is. And now let's have some appreciative joy for this community. Everyone here today and those who may not be with us today. And be sure to include yourself, because without you, the community would not be complete. You've all been benefactors to one another. So having a sense of that, your appreciation. Maybe there's a sense of success with this community. That we've been able to hang in through COVID using Zoom and OTN. Heartfelt and grateful, perhaps for some particular qualities of individuals or the community as a whole. Enrich and absorb that. And feeling the lovely uplift and inspiration of the inspiration, the in-breath, along with the smile and the ease of the out-breath. May we all be joyful. May we all be joyful. May we all be happy and may our happiness increase. May we all be happy and may our happiness increase. And may we be content. May we be content with a sense of care and appreciation, carrying on with the phrases for the community, being sure to include yourself. And allow yourself to wrap up the phrases and feel into body, mind, heart with interest and care. And appreciation that however the practice went for you, you practiced. You made an effort to gladden the heart mind. And in these last few moments, really feeling settled in the body through the touch points. The inspiration of the inspiration, the ease, the contentment of the out-breath, the exhalation. And smiling into, this is how it is, however it is.